Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
By a quirk of fate, really, we have Anne-Marie Helder on the line to talk us through the weekend, and we'll also mention the Pledge Music campaign. Hello to you, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Dave. Hello. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you. Finally caught up. We have chatted in the past, I think, with Jonathan. And as you know, we followed closely the progress of Panic Room over probably a 7 or 8 year period, to be truthful.
Yeah.
And you seem to be releasing consistently better albums, I have to say.
Thank you.
As time...
That's in the right direction.
Oh, it is, yeah, as time goes on. And we're going to play some tracks from your albums just to give a flavour for listeners who maybe are hesitating about the weekend and maybe like to... I assume there are still tickets available.
Yes, we do have some tickets available. Majority of people have... Can you hear that? Sorry, hang on a second.
I should say that Anne-Marie's outside... taking some sunshine, because we haven't mentioned, you're hot-footing it back from 3 intensive days of rehearsal, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah. We started rehearsing on Friday, and it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday rehearsals with the full band, so yes. I'm outside now, I'm back at home, and I'm sat with a glass of wine on my swim chair in the backyard.
Oh, that sounds good.
And there's various noises, sirens and seagulls and all sorts of things here in Swansea, so if you hear any background noise, that'll be why.
well, that sounds very good, and you can chill out now with your glass of wine.
I can.
So,
there are tickets still available. It's great, actually, because the majority of people, I think 95% of people, have actually bought full weekend tickets, so they're coming to both days. And there are just a few stragglers who are coming to one or the other day. But that's great, you know, people are welcome to do either, so but we have tickets available for both days still. And there's very different lineups, but great lineups for both days.
Well, this is good. Yes, we should say 2 days, different sets, different bands, and I'll ask you a little bit about your own sets as well in terms of Panic Room. I mean, what gave you the idea for the weekend? I assume this is the first of its kind, is it?
It is. It's the first time we've ever done a full weekend. I think partly because our fan base is so strong and they're so loyal, and we often struggle to... The more albums we do, it's 5 albums in now, and the more albums we release, the more we struggle to choose the set list without making it sort of 4 or 5 hours long for each show. And we're always being asked, oh, can you play this song, can you play that song? So each tour is... We do mix up the set list, but we thought it would be great to have a chance to play 2 headline sets at the same venue over 2 nights. That's kind of how it started. So we spoke to the Robin and said, look, you know, we'd love to do this, to have 2 shows there, but to make it into a festival so that we've got lots of other bands involved, artists who we really like and who are friends and, you know, who are connected to the band so that it feels like a community event for the fans as well. And also, obviously, there are bands that we're affiliated with, have connections with, like Meridian, who do convention weekends. And obviously, theirs is a lot bigger than ours. And I've performed at the Meridian Convention before in the Netherlands. I've played there solo myself. And it's a huge and a fantastically organised event. So, and ours is very much a fledgling 2-day indoor festival. It's not going to be huge. But, you know, from small seeds, bigger things grow. And so we hope that if it's successful this year, then we might do it again. And the Robin was our first choice of venue because we have fantastic shows there every time we play. And it's, yeah, they're very friendly and welcoming. I think being in the Midlands, it's easy for most people to get to in the UK. And we have people coming from overseas as well.
We're chatting to Anne-Marie Helder from the band Panic Room ahead of their Panic Room weekend, and also we're going to be chatting about their Pledge Music campaign. Now, what can we expect then from the band itself in terms of your own music and sets across the weekend? Because when we saw you last year, Anne-Marie, you played a very interesting show with effectively an acoustic and an electric side to it. Is that going to be similar this time round?
Well, in the 2015, earlier in the year, we were playing the Wildfire Tour, promoting the Essence album, really. So we had, Essence was our 2015 release, which was an acoustic reworking of our Panic Room material. So we chose to do an acoustic set first on that tour, then a full electric set. Whereas this year, this spring, summer, we're doing... For the regular gigs, we're doing a full electric set, so it's back to back to electric form, really. But we are going to put some acoustic tracks in, mostly on the Saturday. We've been working on that this weekend during rehearsals, deciding what's going to go where. And it's an interesting challenge trying to juggle the best set for each day. But we figured that the Saturday we'll kick off with electric, and it will be a cross section across all our albums, because we wanted to mix it up for both nights. So if there are people coming to only one day, they'll get a good balance of material. But slightly more, it'll be an electric set and veering into a couple of acoustic tracks on the Saturday to keep it kind of quite relaxed, because it's in sort of the middle of the festival by then. And then we'll finish on Sunday night with another full set. I mean, they're going to be long, sort of two-hour sets each night, so we've got a lot to learn and to remember. But the second night will be completely different, and it will be mostly electric and a very intense set. So hopefully we'll go out on a bang.
Well, it sounds great, really. And the good thing is you have several albums now. As you go on, you know, you keep adding to your repertoire. And of course, I have to say, you're probably spoilt for choice a little now. Evidently, you'll get requests for particular favourites from fans. But it does sound great, that. I mean, we've followed the band since at least 2008. And we've always felt, Anne-Marie, that in a different era, the band would have been huge. I mean, there's still time to be huge, don't get me wrong. But you seem to be getting more confidence with each album and... you know, as I mentioned, better and better, really, and certainly evidenced last year with your with one of the tours we reviewed, and you know, that was I think it was earlier in 2015. Mm-hmm. Now, this possibly coincides with the arrival of new guitarist Dave Foster, who's also with his band on the Sunday this weekend.
Yeah.
And we should mention you've had a couple of guitar changes over the years, and I assume that this might have been a little unsettling for you in recent times, and you must be relieved now that you seem to have found the man, you know, the man in
absolutely.
Question, really. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, obviously a band relationship is very much like a family, and you lose one of your original lineup, as we lost Paul Davis from our lineup in 2012-13, and he decided to not play with the band anymore for lots of reasons, but you know, personal reasons. So, it was difficult because we immediately we don't want to stop, we want to carry on, but we thought, well, we can't think of anyone right now who's going to be perfect for this role permanently. So we thought we'll work with Adep. So we got Pete Harwood, who works with Morpheus Rising, and he's a fantastic guitarist, and he stood in for the best part of a year, really, with us, while also writing for his own band. But it was only really a temporary thing. But he learnt the back catalogue very quickly, literally within sort of 2 or 3 months, so we could tour with him, because he already had shows booked. And then we worked with Adam O'Sullivan, who's actually from Wales as well, so he was a local guy to us, and he's distantly related to your team, actually, our bassist, by his wife. And so we worked with him as well for the next year, really. But both were really depths with us. And it was a case of, you know, working through. We did record an album with Adam as well, and he brought some amazing sort of jazzy and funky touches to that album. But it was really because Dave Foster had expressed an interest, actually even earlier than that, and sort of around the time that Paul had left, he had expressed an interest in playing with us. But because he was based up near Liverpool, we thought it might not really work practically speaking. So, but as time went on and your team started working with Dave in the Steve Rothery band, and we met him, spent more time with him, and we just clicked. So we thought, well, let's see if we can make this work. So we did some tour dates with him. He recorded on the Essence album with us, and it was obvious. You know, it's a chemistry thing as much as talent. It just clicked straight away, and after the first handful of gigs, we just basically said, look, if this feels right, if it does for you too, can you please be in our band permanently? So I think it was actually after a show in Bilston when we sat down, we were having a drink in one of this tiny hotel room, crammed in together with beers on the bed, just saying, so Dave, we've had a thought, you know, do you fancy joining properly? And he was like, oh yeah, absolutely, you know, no question about it. So from that point, really, which was last year, it's everything feels back in place where it should be. And it, obviously, it's different playing with every guitarist. And I wouldn't ever say, you know, that one person is better than another. It's a different sound to each guitarist, but they feel exactly right for us. And the music we create, and he is extremely talented, and we know we're lucky to have him, you know. But I feel lucky to have all the guys that are in the band, to be honest. I mean, Gavin Griffiths, our drummer, is world class as well, and your team, and Jonathan McKees, you know, everyone is an amazing player. So, funnily enough, the last few weeks, it's been mostly admin and organisation.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it really is, and it sometimes it feels like our job is 95% admin. It's true that it is, actually. But today and over the weekend we've been rehearsing together, and it's been back to just the music, and it's just been a joy because, you know, I've come home just feeling so invigorated and inspired again, because that's what it's about and that's what it should be about. And we've worked really hard to put the sets together for next weekend, but also had a lot of fun. And also had to do a little bit of filming for our pledge campaign, so managed to squeeze that in as well. But it's everything feels. That's why really we've chosen this year to do the weekend event, which is obviously a bigger thing for us. It's a bit of a gamble to take, hoping you get enough people coming for a 2-day event. But it's looking good so far, and also taking the gamble to record a live DVD as well. Now that the lineup feels strong again.
Well, this leads us to talk about the Pledge Music campaign, and for listeners who aren't familiar with this, you're aiming to reach a total of £25,000 to fund a first DVD. This is going to be filmed in June at Islington, in London, and I think the campaign is almost up to 50% of the total, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Today it's on 48%, which is fantastic. It's only been a couple of weeks, and it's shot up very quickly at the beginning. And now it's kind of, you know, you reach a middle. It happens with any campaign, actually, crowdfunding. You kind of get the initial flurry of people. So we got up to 30% ridiculously quickly, and then it kind of, it's a bit steady for a while. And then hopefully then as you get towards the end, people think, oh, we're nearly there. So then it goes quickly again.
Yes, now I know. And I assume that the gig, Anne-Marie, will go ahead regardless of the total being reached.
That's right, yes. Yeah, we've committed to the gig. And obviously, we booked the venue quite a while ago. And we said to them, whatever happens, you know, the gig is happening. So, and we've sold the tickets separately for the gig. And that's available from our Panic Room website. We're selling the tickets for that ourselves. So we know, you know, exactly how many we've sold. We can keep an eye on that. And then if there's any, you know, if there were any problems, then we can contact people directly. But yes, the idea is that everyone who's coming to that will be part of the DVD filming experience. And it's, you know, it's a very exciting thing. We've had fans asking for years for us to do a live DVD. But obviously, it was finances for a part of the time. And then, obviously, when we lost our original guitarist, that was a blow. And we thought, well, now's not the right time to film a stand-in guitarist who's just learnt the material. It's not fair on them, it's not fair on the fans. So really, this is the first time in a couple of years that we felt it's definitely the right time. And because we had a successful Kickstarter campaign last year, which is the other main crowdfunding campaign site, we decided to try again for the DVD. That was successful. So we set the target for the Essence album of £8,000 and managed to nearly double that. So we thought, well, okay, this is a lot bigger target now, £25,000, because of the cost involved in filming a live DVD properly. You can obviously, you get people saying, well, you know, I could have just brought my camcorder or my iPhone to the gig and filmed it for you. I think when people see the difference between, you know, a properly filmed live DVD like the company we're hoping to use, and something else like a bootleg, that, you know, they'll understand why, what the costs are. So, but it's obviously not, the £25,000 includes the filming and the editing and the audio mastering, but also the manufacturing of the products and everything involved and sending them out. Postage itself is a nightmare these days. So everything has to come under that that target. So, but it's great. It's a great way for bands to go about raising awareness of their albums and products these days, and also raising the funds, because essentially it's a pre-order campaign. But the money only gets taken from someone's account if we reach the target. So, you know, I could today go online and say, right, I want to pledge £20 for the DVD, but it's only if we reach our target that will come out. So it's kind of, it's slightly more risk-free for us as well, because we're not having to outlay thousands of pounds and then not sell enough of the product. You know, it's only if we know we've got enough pre-orders that it'll happen. So, but so far we're on course and it's looking great. So, but we could, you know, there are definitely some people who are saying, oh, well, I'll hang on till next week. And so we're trying to encourage people to just do it now, because that means, you know, as soon as we've reached the target, we can sort of breathe and then work with the film company on the final parts of the planning. And because they're, you know, raring to go and excited to film us as well.
Now, I asked if, you know, the gig will go ahead, but does that mean if you don't reach that target, it won't be filmed?
Well,
unless you get nice donor who sort of makes up the difference, sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It does happen sometimes with these crowdfunding campaigns. If someone gets to like 90% of their target and then they're lacking the end part, and you do sometimes get a very generous fan who'll sort of say, "Right, God," or possibly I don't think I know of any fairy godmother that could come up with several thousand pounds to just give us. But it has happened in the past.
Yes. And,
but ideally, we need to. In fact, we kind of need to make that target and then some, because there's also a percentage that gets taken by Pledge Music, and then by VAT and everything. So ideally, we could do with going over it slightly. But
well, I think you know, the
gig will certainly go ahead anyway.
Yes,
and we sold a lot of tickets for the show, which is great, because it's our first show at that venue, the Islington Assembly Hall, and it's a lovely, you know, Art Deco, great dualistic venue. So it's I've been there before, but I've not played with Panic Room. So and it's a great stage, and we've got, you know, a great lighting show lined up and a great set list. And it will be probably a long show, because we want to obviously film it and get as much material filmed as possible. If we don't reach the target by the time the gig happens, then obviously we'll be performing it and we'll play our socks off as we would anyway. But we won't be able to film it, because we just physically wouldn't be able to afford to get the film crew there. So
well,
we don't want to do it by heart.
Yeah, no, exactly. And really, anyone listening to this who hasn't pledged and who likes the music and wants to support the band, they need to get pledging, don't they? Don't leave anything to chance at this stage. You know, that's the
exactly. The thing. And it's really easy to do it as well. I can drop the link in. It's literally pledgemusic.com/panicroom, and that takes you to the page. And everything's very clear on there. There's a video where I'm talking to the camera, and the boys are in the film, and some of our dogs are in there as well. it's quite a fun video. And beneath, you just see all the different. There's different packages.
So yes, that's right. Yeah, depending how much you pay, there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, we've got this news item on our website at the moment, and obviously there are links there to your to the relevant pages. So
great.
We wish you, Anne-Marie, all the very best with that, the weekend, and also of course the pledge campaign. We'll keep tracks on that. So our thanks to you, and all the best to the rest of the band as well.
Thank you, guys. We really, really appreciate your support. It means so much. Thank you.
I know it's wrong to be afraid of what you said. What you said, the words still turn like mirror balls in my head, my heart it so longs to let you in, but I'm afraid, I'm afraid. It's unreal that I should
the many sides of Panic Room. And our thanks to Anne Marie from the band Hot Footing It from 3 intense days of rehearsals. The poor girl was probably worn out, but nevertheless, so thanks to her. She set the scene really for this forthcoming weekend. Do check out our news item. It has all the links at getreadytorock.com, and also you can follow links to the album review of Essence. We played a track there, Promises, from 2015, one of our favourite albums from last year. And while all this was playing out, I was just reflecting on 7 or 8 years of covering the band. I think we first got involved with Visionary Position, the album that came out around about 2007, 2008. So we are continuing to watch their progress, and don't forget, of course, that Pledge Music campaign continues. The DVD hopefully will be recorded in June, the 18th of June, at the Islington Assembly Hall. Now, you heard there Anne-Marie also mentioning tour dates in June, generally built around the Islington gig, and she has emailed to just to mention that the gig on the 11th of June is now Southampton Talking Heads. We have amended our page. 12th of June, they're in Cambridge at the Junction. The 23rd of June, Bristol, the Fleece and Firkin. 24th of June, Worcester Mars Bar. That's a great title, isn't it, for a venue? And on the 25th of June, Panic Room play St Helens, the Citadel. That's where we saw them last year. Can't quite remember. It was only a year ago, but it was, I think it might have been early summer last year. It was a great gig. The two halves of acoustic and electric. Well, lots in store this weekend, and do find out more information. Follow the links, and also via getreadytorock.com, you can check out all the previous album and gig reviews.